This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You ever heard of anybody getting up in the morning and going to fun? No, you haven't, because we go to work. And with unemployment at 8.3% and millions of people looking for a job, does the idea of fun at work make any sense? Or is it better left to high-tech startups and kids with trust funds? Well, with that, we begin a short summer series on fun and work. Shireen Marisol Meraji kicks us off.
Bring it center and switch sides.
When you say fun, I say let's dance.
My name is Francine Geraldo. I'm a dance and fitness instructor. I teach samba, salsa.
Francine is my samba and salsa teacher, and she never looks miserable at work.
Just by moving, just by being creative, will provide that sense of fun.
Francine moved to the U.S. when she was 19 from Cali, Colombia.
Yo me voy pa Cali.
That's Oscar De Leon singing about all the wonderful things Cali has to offer. But if you're from a working-class family in Colombia, there are few opportunities to move up the income ladder. So the Geraldos came to South Carolina, and Francine's parents took factory jobs.
My mom works in a place that makes mattresses, rugs for cars. Sometimes they make Halloween costumes, different things.
And while Francine loves her work and thinks it's fun, she says her mom can't say the same.
I don't think she has fun. She complains that the work is hard. Her fingers are developing arthritis because of the work that she does.
Francine Geraldo studied kinesiology and was the first person in her family to graduate from college. She says her parents struggled so that she could come here, get educated, and have the opportunity to do fun work.
I don't remember my dad coming home and telling stories about how much fun he had at work. He basically came home, ate, and then went downstairs and did some billing.
Carl Stabe's dad was an electrician who ran the family business with help from his mom. His parents didn't graduate from college either, but Stabe did and got a degree in marketing.
I hated every job I've ever had. And because of that reason, I didn't want other people to go through that pain.
So in 2008, at the beginning of the economic meltdown, Stabe quit his well-paid job at a credit union and wrote a book called Work Happy Now. And just like Francine Geraldo, the dancer, he says having a creative outlet at work is the key to having fun.
Fun doesn't mean 24/7, you know, woo-woo.
Catherine Ziegler is a psychologist and career coach. She encourages her clients to seek meaningful and fulfilling fun work. But Ziegler says lately, her clients are not so willing to put fun first.
I do hear a lot of people say, well, I really don't like this job. It produces anxiety, but I'm afraid to leave because the economy is so bad.
Well, it's interesting, you know, especially in the middle of a recession, to be talking about fun at work.
Richard Florida is a business professor and author of The Rise of the Creative Class. He says that it may seem counterintuitive, but now is the perfect time to talk about fun at work. Florida believes we're quickly moving into a two-tiered economy made up of knowledge work and service work. He says knowledge work lends itself more easily to fun. Artists like Francine Geraldo, entrepreneurs like Carl Stabe, engineers, professors, doctors.
College-educated workers, you know, whose unemployment rate never topped 5%.
And he says that service tier, workers with a high school diploma that make $20,000 to $30,000 a year and have to work multiple jobs to make ends meet, not fun. And he argues, in the long run, encouraging that kind of cheap labor is not good for the economy.
Nurturing human talent, nurturing human beings is the key to economic advance. We can build purpose and meaning into work. And that's, you know, I wish that's the conversation we would be having in this country.
Florida says human beings are resilient. We found ways to have fun while laboring in the fields and in factories. But in an affluent society, he says, fun should mean more than whistling while we work. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.
Just whistle while you work and cheer.